Of BIA's Leading Local Insights podcast. I'm Rick Ducey, Managing Director of BIA Advisory Services. We are excited to have this podcast to provide an immediate and deeper look into our current insights and assessments of local media. Every Tuesday, a member of our analyst team will provide insights into local traditional and digital ad platforms. We'll talk about BIA's ad forecast updates, offer deep dives into business verticals, and consider tech and business model trends all in the local media space. If you have an idea of something you'd like us to cover, send us an email, podcast@BIA.com. Today, we're talking with Brian Hunt, who is the head of Compulse OTT and Sinclair's OTT and CTV ad platforms. We'll be looking at how to reach video audiences across the 210 local TV markets on over-the-top platforms. Reaching local video audiences over OTT is a fast-growing part of the local ad market. According to recent Nielsen data, over a third of TV viewing time is now spent with OTT sources. BIA forecasts that $1.2 billion will be spent on OTT ads targeting local audiences in 2021, and this will rise to $1.6 billion next year. So we have with us Brian Hunt. Brian, before we get started with the official questions and answers, tell us a bit about yourself and how you get to where you are today.
Sure. Thanks. I kind of feel like it's that Talking Heads song, you know. I spent most of my career at NBC Universal on the business side and cable distribution, and then sort of pivoted back to the ad sales side with a small cable rep firm called Via Media for a few years, and then ended up at Tegna, where I was the first employee and started up an OTT aggregator called Premion, and did that for a few years, and eventually ended up my current role as head of CTV OTT for Sinclair Broadcast Group, where we launched Compulse OTT, which is an aggregated platform, a data-driven platform in the OTT connected TV space. It's been highly successful, and you know, we continue to kind of grow that. So that's a little bit about me and kind of you know, how I got here.
Well, it's an interesting path, and you know, this space is growing so rapidly and comes together from different parts of the media industry. You really kind of have to have several different skill sets and knowledge bases to be successful in this. And so speaking of knowledge, I'm gonna come back to a couple of, I guess, almost definitional basics just to level set a little bit before we continue into some more questions. So OTT/CTV, it's sort of interesting that even people in the middle of the over-the-top storm are still kind of struggling or fussing or trying to get some kind of concordance with basic terms. So OTT, CTV, I hear people use them interchangeably, and some people use them specifically to mean one thing but not another thing. In your sense, how do you educate the client about what OTT is and what CTV is?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's actually a great question to, you know, kind of start with. And you know, there really has been a lot of marketplace confusion over the last few years as to what that is. And, you know, there were some that would define OTT as desktop mobile, desktop video, mobile video, and then, of course, connected TV is part of OTT. But actually what happened recently within the last week, and I think it's actually exciting because there now is sort of a definition, is the MRC, the Media Ratings Council, actually came out and said that if you're going to say that you have OTT, it has to be connected TV. And of course, with our different, you know, platforms, no matter really who you are, your reporting can report out whether it was an ad impression from a desktop video, mobile video, or connected TV. And so now that's been defined by the MRC has connected TV. And so our product, Compulse OTT, you know, we like to say is 99%, you know, CTV, but there's others in the marketplace who, you know, are sort of peddling OTT, who have a very high percentage of, you know, desktop mobile or desktop video, and now they've got to, you know, sort of go back and change their you know, product actually that they're selling because of this MRC designation.
That makes sense. And then that's actually how BIA defines it. We recently started doing forecasting for local OTT, and yeah, we struggled with how to define it and how to operationalize the ad spend. And so we looked at how MRC defined it at the time, IAB, and a number of the vendors in this space, Nielsen, Comscore, and others. And it seemed all connected to the connected TV set. So that was 90%+ of the impressions and 90%+ of the trading of the spending. So it made sense to really connect it to connected TV. That's the most exciting ad unit where you're getting premium video and all the benefits of OTT targeting and so on. So CTV, you know, sort of right now is the big target within the broader universe of what OTT means, laptop, mobile, and everything. But yes, yeah, so in the targeting, when a buyer wants to buy CTV, they can target the TV set as a device versus a smartphone or a laptop or a desktop, right? So it makes a difference. And so that's even in our own forecast, the numbers I just shared, you know, we call it, we're still doing this thing of OTT/CTV, but totally what we're seeing from all of our conversations in the market, including with you, Brian, thank you, is that when you say OTT, for the most part, it actually is CTV. And at some point, you know, it may change a little bit, but looking at somebody like even YouTube, I think I saw some numbers that maybe half or more of their impressions were mobile impressions. And because of the various services they're launching, a greater percentage of their impressions are actually CTV impressions. But for a while, they may be an example of an OTT service that actually was maybe skewing more mobile than some of the other players out there. So you mentioned Compulse OTT. Now that we've got kind of OTT and CTV squared away, I think, there are a lot of other brands and players in this OTT CTV space. And just doing the Lumascape kind of map, you've got device players, you've got content players, you've got impression aggregators that will bring that to the local market or the national market. We've got programmatic. So you mentioned several companies that you've worked at, and there's other people out in the marketplace as well. Could you spend a bit more time telling us about what exactly is Compulse OTT and what Sinclair is doing with OTT and CTV and how that's differentiated in the marketplace?
Yeah, sure. You know, first, I would say, you know, Compulse OTT, and, you know, to your earlier point, if I could have renamed it, I would have called it Compulse CTV, because that's what it's been from the inception. But,
our
product, Compulse OTT, is really a local product. We're dealing primarily with tier three and in some cases tier two advertisers. So we're not really, you know, dealing with the Procter & Gamble's or the large ad agencies like, you know, others such as the Trade Desk are, and that's really our strong suit. It's a full turnkey platform, meaning that, you know, we work with advertisers to figure out, you know, within their media plans what the right, you know, mix is of, you know, Compulse OTT. But, you know, we actually have a real platform. We made an investment in a demand side platform called Zip Media that we purchased recently. So we actually own our own ad tech and have hundreds of employees and data scientists and engineers, not just in the US, but all over the world, that support Compulse OTT. We also went out and bought a reporting platform formerly called Datasphere that we integrate. And so we own some really key pieces of our tech stack, which is, you know, an important piece. And what really, I think, differentiates our platform is our targeting. You know, we work with, TrueOptic and LiveRamp, to target via third-party data segments. You know, we have a really strong device graph. We're also primarily targeting a unique audience, which is cord cutters. So we're purposeful in selecting CTV publishers such as Sling and others that, you know, really are more pure cord cutters. So, you know, our value proposition is we're bringing a unique, kind of mutually exclusive audience to an advertiser that, you know, might be buying in other verticals. And then, you know, lastly, of course, is our reporting. And as part of our reporting, we recently added Oracle's Moat to our reporting. And that's exciting to us because it's a third-party validation of every single ad impression that we serve on Compulse OTT, and that is MRC, you know, again, Media Ratings Council accredited. So we're one of the few platforms that has sort of that MRC accreditation through the Oracle Moat validation. And of course, they're also checking for invalid traffic. So we have, we work with Forensics, Device Atlas, and of course, Oracle's Moat on IBT or invalid traffic, which is really de minimis on our platform. So it's a very strong premium, you know, platform that we've built, and we're excited about the future.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a lot of pieces that you've put together to deliver a nice integrated service for buyers. It's kind of complicated. I think for like these tier three and tier two buyers, I mean, a lot of the words you just said come right out of the digital ecosystem, but we generally are moving this into local market as TV. And it's so different from buying traditional TV. I mean, Sinclair does so many things, and of course you're a huge local TV broadcaster, so you have all those assets. And now you've got this Compulse OTT offer. Do you have your own sales force? Do you team with the local stations? And then how does that combination selling of the local TV station plus what you're able to offer on Compulse OTT work?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, that's kind of the value proposition that Compulse OTT brings to a local advertiser is it's fully turnkey. So we're doing all the work kind of behind the scenes, and you know, that advertiser gets a really nice report at the end of the month that shows, you know, the different publishers that and sites that it ran on in connected TV, what the percentage of connected TV is. We also, within connected TV, we actually tell them which devices they ran on, so that it ran on a Roku or Amazon Fire. And then we give a unique reach and frequency, as well as a heat map on this really nice report that is actually a link that we can provide advertisers, and it's updated every day. So it's got sort of live data that's in there. We're represented in the marketplace by a variety of Sinclair sellers. So we have all of our 100 plus station sellers. We also have our regional sports networks. We have 21 regional sports networks in markets like LA and Atlanta that represent Compulse OTT as well. So we're pretty well covered, you know, throughout the country with this sort of embedded sales force that we have. And, you know, that frankly has led to a lot of our success because, you know, there are other players, of course, in this hot marketplace, but, you know, we have a lot of great relationships, you know, in those markets. And so, you know, we're going to get the opportunity to, you know, present our product to some key, you know, advertisers in the market.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I remember one panel or another that the two of us are on, you gave this really compelling case study of an educational client that was trying to drive registrations. And they had a very specific geography. I think, I forget what it was, 5 or 6 zip codes maybe that they really wanted to drive registrations from. And, you know, the tools you're able to bring to that education buyer worked out really well. And they had, you know, exactly the lift or better than they were hoping to get. So, I mean, it can be pretty specific in terms of targeting geography and targeting audiences inside those geographies.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We have about 4,000 campaigns a month that go through our platform, and half of those have zip code targeting. And we're talking places like Boise, Idaho, and it's actually, you know, that's what our platform does really, really well, is we have that scale to be able to deliver in those, you know, specific zip codes. And education actually is a big, you know, vertical for us.
Right, of course. So you mentioned Oracle's Moat and getting into valid traffic. So that's the other thing I wanted to spend a bit of time with. I mean, as we are bringing together kind of the best of linear TV, broadcast TV, with the best of digital, so many people have been hearing so much about brand safety issues and invalid traffic, sophisticated invalid traffic. And so they listen to what's happening with OTT and CTV and say, well, it's digital. So isn't that going to be subject to the same kind of fraud? We've seen a couple of articles in the trade press about this. But I guess one way to protect that is you have direct relationships with the content sources. So there's really no way for a middle person to get in there as a fraud content source and take people's money, and then all the like the Moat and these other services that detect, you know, a lot of fraud and stop it at the source. But it seems like with the kind of direct relationships you have with sellers and with content providers, there's really not much opportunity for fraud to happen anyway.
You know, there's always opportunity, but you're trying to sort of minimize your risk there. And you got to understand, you know, and I actually really understand it because we're a publisher too. You know, we have Tennis Channel, which is a CTV app. We have News On. You know, we have our Bally Sports apps. So, you know, we sort of get that, you know, how to get that ad impression from the content to like an aggregator and which, you know, gates it's got to pass through. And so there's very little fraud in the U.S. anyway, because there's really sort of no open source internet. You have to, especially in connected TV, many, you know, it's authenticated, especially on the paid services. So you don't really have to worry about that per se. And there's different layers of fraud protection. We have, you know, three companies that all do slightly different things on our platform specifically. We have, you know, Oracle Moat that's looking at invalid traffic, but we also have Forensics, which is a company that gives a risk assessment score for the types of inventory, you know, we're buying ahead of, you know, buying. And then we have Device Atlas, which is detecting the device, because in connected TV, because the CPMs are so much more expensive or valuable than, you know, mobile or desktop video, any fraud you're going to potentially see is in spoofing of the device type. So it's important that you have this sort of device detection on there. And then a lot of the leading SSPs, supply side platforms, you know, they have fraud protection as well. So there's many different sort of fraud toll gates that ad impression has got to go through. And that's why it really hasn't been an issue at all in connected TV.
Right. Yep. Okay. and you mentioned expensive CPMs. Excuse me. And that was another area I was interested in. So, you know, OTT's getting bigger in terms of audience. So I think buyers and maybe even TV groups like yours that are selling it or initially maybe thinking about CTV as sort of audience extension, as maybe some of those younger viewers don't adopt broadcast TV like older viewers. How can we reach them? And then, you know, particularly during this pandemic time, people have been taking up more kind of digital sources. So agencies and brands want to get to those audiences on those nice big TV screens. And they say, well, they're connected to different things these days, including the internet. In the local space, that seems like it's been developing a little bit slower than a national CTV space. I guess it's more complicated to buy locally. And then the thing I was wondering about is the size of the audience. How big does an OTT audience segment have to be interesting in the marketplace?
Well, I mean, it depends on which statistics you look at. Across the board, if you look at almost all the leading sources, it's right around 75% of people in the U.S. have at least one OTT subscription. So it's real. And so if you're a local advertiser, yeah, you have to realize that to reach the same people you need to reach for selling your product or service, you know, 10 years ago is going to be different than it is today. There's a slide we have sort of in our sales deck, and we use there's a quote in there. It's sourced that 65% of Gen Zs and millennials have four or more OTT subscriptions. Right. So if you're trying to reach that group, and, you know, millennials now are in their 30s, I mean, they're buying homes and cars and products, and that's a consumer that you really want to get in early on their, you know, sort of, you know, product buying life cycle. Right. You know, that's how they're consuming video and television. And so OTT is increasingly important. And, you know, you're seeing it nationally. We're seeing it with some of the tier two advertisers that we have. You know, they're moving money from linear and other places to, right, you know, to OTT, because that's, you know, where the eyeballs are. And so they've got to sort of follow that to be able to hit the same, you know, historical, if your currency's, you know, GRPs or TRPs, you know, to sort of hit that, you've got to sort of, you know, supplement it with OTT, or you're just not going to reach the same amount of people.
Yep, that makes sense. And then we talked about education. Are there other business verticals that are particularly attuned and getting in a bigger way to CTV than others?
Yeah, I mean, well, historically, I mean, this is obviously during the COVID period, you know, everything's been turned upside down, but historically, auto is the top category, right? And just about any local advertising, it can represent roughly a third of the business. And we have a whole vertical dedicated to that called Drive Auto with, you know, separate team and, you know, different sort of KPIs and metrics that we evaluate campaigns, not just for Compulse OTT, but other products we have. And then medical healthcare is a big one. So, you know, Compulse Med is another sort of vertical initiative, legal, you know, quick serve restaurant chains, education, you know, are all big. And then everywhere in between, from, you know, local, frankly, roofing companies to, you know, really any kind of local credit union or bank. I mean, we've, you know, seen it sort of across the board in different verticals. And frankly, because auto has been a little weak, you know, because of, you know, COVID and some of the supply chain issues they've had, we've had to find other new, you know, incremental categories and businesses that we, you know, maybe haven't had to kind of fulfill that gap. And that's, you know, that's been exciting. That's why, you know, next year with, you know, political, you know, a little bit, and hopefully auto and some of these supply chains coming back, I mean, we're very, you know, bullish next year on connected TV.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly where the audience overall is going, you know, through all the demos, not just the younger ones. And there's been greater acceptance of ad-supported over-the-top TV. I mean, I think initially people's experience with OTT was kind of the Netflix experience, where there wasn't very much advertising and, or well, no advertising at Netflix, but across the different services that they subscribe to. But now there's these fast channels, free ad-supported streaming TV that are 100% ad-supported. Some don't even require you to sign up with anything, not even an email. And some that offer ad-light versions and ad-free versions kind of thing. So the whole concept of, well, I can watch connected TV over the internet and ads are okay. You know, it's a good thing. So that's a nice trend kind of in a consumer world. They're viewing more of it across the board. Certainly the younger people are. And that was accelerated by the pandemic. So it seems like a lot of success ingredients are lining up for a good 2022. And also you mentioned political. The ability to target with OTT is just a nice, you know, extra bonus for that whole ad platform, CTV. So 2022 is looking pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great year. We're, you know, obviously just still sort of, you know, just getting our initial, you know, forecasts together, you know, for the year. But, you know, I think the stars are aligning and, you know, there's obviously risk out there with this whole Delta variant. But you know, people are spending money. I mean, you're seeing it out there. You're, you know, especially locally on the weekends. I mean, you know, wherever you live, you know, you're seeing it. You know, we obviously have a big sports business. You know, you're seeing these stadiums are filled up. You know, yes. It's coming back. And, you know, we're, again, that and the fact that, you know, frankly, during the entire, you know, COVID pandemic, you know, people were home and a lot of people took that time to cancel their traditional cable subscriptions, right? Cut the cord. And so, you know, on one of our properties on News On, we saw an astronomical increase in users and ad impressions. And what's been interesting is that is pretty much stuck after the, you know, sort of, you know, people went back to work and, you know, to now from the initial, you know, tail off. So if you looked at that sharp increase in, you know, users, it's leveled off, but it hasn't decreased. And so that really tells me as a publisher also that, you know, we gained a lot during the COVID crisis in terms of the connected TV side, the OTT side, in terms of users. So that's not going away. It's only going to, you know, continue to increase and maintain.
Yeah, man, I see a lot of signs. It's, you know, once people change a behavior and an attitude and persist with that over some period of time, you know, it's really hard to get them to change again. So it seems like these pandemic kind of accelerated influences, a lot of that is going to be lasting. Well, Brian, it's been great to chat with you. Before we break, any final thoughts that you'd want to share?
Yeah, I would just, I'd say, you know, one of the things that we're excited about next year at Sinclair and at Compulse OTT is a new initiative that, you know, we're going to be kicking off in Q4 called the Compulse Data Kitchen, which is really, you know, utilizing first and third party data to, you know, target for a lot of our advertisers and particularly some of our enterprise advertisers. So we work closely with, you know, companies like LiveRamp and formerly TrueOptic. It's now called TrueView, which is, of course, owned by TransUnion, who, interestingly enough, you know, made a acquisition this week, which hasn't closed yet, of Neustar, which is one of the largest, you know, data companies. And so that's a space that is very exciting. There's obviously a challenge coming up with the, you know, sort of deprecation of cookies, which haven't really affected the connected TV space because we never had cookies. But to be able to target a consumer across desktop, mobile, and CTV, you need to have a unique identifier. And that's where, you know, TrueOptic comes in, ultimately TransUnion / Neustar will come in. And so there's different initiatives that are going on in the industry, you know, to kind of look at that long term. And, you know, Compulse OTT and Sinclair is very invested. We're doubling down on the space and, you know, we're excited about the future. You know, having said that, there's definitely a few challenges we've got to work through over the next couple of years. And, you know, we feel we're going to be, you know, positioned to handle that as things begin to change on that side.
Yeah. I think, I mean, two of the, you mentioned heat maps. If you were to look at a heat map of the media ecosystem, two of the hottest places to be are video and data. And OTT, CTV really sits on the intersection of that. And all the things you've been sharing with us, I mean, just show how complicated the pieces are. Paraphrase Dolly Parton. It costs a lot to make it look this easy for the buyer. Well, thank you so much, Brian Hunt from Compulse OTT and Sinclair for being with us today. Really appreciate sharing your insights in the market and what's going on with OTT and CTV. This has been a BIA podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'm Rick Ducey, Managing Director for BIA Advisory Services. Please tune in for more BIA podcasts where we bring industry insights straight to you. We also invite you to visit our webinars page. You can find that off of our homepage, www.bia.com, for events that have already passed, as well as upcoming events related to our data, our insights, and our thought leadership, like you've been hearing today, all in the local ad marketplace. Thank you so much for being with us again. Thank you, Brian, and have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.